This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bill creating new tax incentives for electric trucks, heat pumps, and more is moving forward at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The package creates more than $80 million worth of tax credits intended to encourage people and businesses to switch to low-carbon technologies. Democratic Representative Mike Weissman said it's an example of how the tax code can be a moral document.
Which is to say, among other things, we use the tax code to incentivize and encourage things that we believe are needful.
Weissman's Republican colleague, Ken DeGraff, who rejects the science of climate change, argued the incentives would cause problems instead of fixing them.
It's going to cost hundreds of millions to the taxpayers and have absolutely zero effect on the climate. And the only thing that it's going to allow is some level of virtue preening.
The cost of the green technology bill would be partially offset by collecting more taxes on oil and gas production. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's cap on statewide campaign contributions rose by about $100 this month. The adjustment happens every 4 years and is meant to account for inflation. It puts the limit at $725 for candidates seeking statewide positions like governor and attorney general, and contributions to state legislative races are now capped at $225. This is CPR News.
I think there should be awareness of how big of a risk this is and how much it's not just hypothetical. It is absolutely happening.
That story's coming up in 15 minutes.